So many of you are tweeting and asking, why not for four games? The league, it does appear, changed the rule from allowing up to three games in alt or throwback uniforms to up to four games beginning this season. And they have announced three games. Does that mean that they might have a fourth game in which they wear their black alts? I don't know. I'm trying to find out that answer, and I will let you know if I'm able to find out that answer. It does look like the new rule does not allow for an alt uniform to be worn in the postseason, but you can wear alternate pants in the playoffs. You have to wear your primary jersey if you make it to the Super Bowl. Let me repeat that. A secondary rule change is that teams can now wear their alternate pants in the playoffs. Previously, teams could only wear the pants from the primary section of their uniforms in the playoffs. But no alts in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl still has to be your primary look, which I would argue that's what we just had unveiled today. Should be our primary look. I think they nailed it. Obviously, I hope that this is something that becomes permanent. I'd love the logo to come back. I don't think that's dead, but it's not going to be a part of it this year. And clearly, I'd love the old name back, but that is dead. But I think given everything that they've, you know, been tasked with fixing that they can fix, I think specific to this, I think they nailed it. This from All Flats on Twitter. Kevin, you're still not getting it. Emotional attachment or detachment means everything. Not halfway there. This is McDowell's, not McDonald's. This is Charlestown, not Vegas. You're congratulating them for rubbing it in our face by reminding us of what we'll never have. Yeah, I think that's a really good tweet, and I understand where you're coming from, All Flats. I do. But what would you prefer? Would you prefer to watch them in these cranberry and whites? You know, this is what they can do. But you're right. Like, attachment is attachment. Detachment's detachment. And that is a branding term, something I'm sure Mark Klaus is very familiar with, and he's doing his best. I give them a lot of credit for this. You know, imagine if this last regime, like the regime between 2020 and this past year, if they were in charge of creating the alts and trying to tie it back to something that reminded us of the past, they would have butchered it. You needed people that really understood it. And Josh Harris and Mark Ein and Mitch Rales and many in that ownership group and many in that organization, they get it. And a guy like Mark Klaus clearly gets it. Let's go to Eric in Norfolk or Norfolk. Eric, go ahead. Eric, you there? No, Eric. Let's go to Johnny in D.C. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Johnny?
I just wanted to say I love the new uniform, but I'm not going to buy it. I know this the new regime, and I've been giving them the benefit of the doubt thus far, because like we did, we got Jaden Daniels, and we did win last year. So I have been giving them the benefit of the doubt, but unfortunately for myself, this feels like a Dan Snyder move. It feels like a cash grab. Let's give them something. And we'll sell a whole bunch of them, but we won't give them what they want. And my suggestion to fans are, don't buy it. We run things. That's what Daniel Snyder showed us and what everything showed us from what happened with Daniel Snyder is we run this. And if we decide not to buy this stuff and we don't spend the money on it, watch how fast the Redskin name come back. You wear your Redskin gear to the game. You sing hell to the Redskins when we score touchdowns, and watch how fast the NFL gets the message. But if we play along and we buy the uniforms and we don't stand up for what we want, we won't get it. We definitely won't get it. It won't come back for short end, but if we show the NFL we want the name bad enough, it'll come back.
Yeah, Johnny, the name's not coming back. The $26 billion from corporate sponsors and networks is the lifeblood. And they and there will be plenty of people, including opponents fans, to buy tickets, as we saw for basically 5, 6, 7 years, and invade the stadium.
Because they can't sell that new jersey.
Yeah.
Once the Commanders start losing,
guess what? They're going to sell the new jersey
because they can't sell those new uniforms, and the fans are showing up, showing them what they want.
What if they made those jerseys permanent?
Let's make Mitchell
Johnny stop talking for a second. Slow down. Okay.
In uniforms, old
okay.
school uniforms.
Move on from Johnny. So, if they end up making them permanent. I don't know if that would have been satisfactory. Johnny is in the category, which I totally empathize with, that he's not spending dime one until the whole kit and caboodle comes back. I'm just more realistic, and I know that part of that whole kit and caboodle, Redskins, is not coming back. So you got to make a choice. And look, I have plenty of friends that have chosen to move on. Plenty of friends that this uniform isn't going to solve anything for them. They'll look at it. They'll be excited about it. But they're still going to say, they're wearing them against the Seahawks. And the announcer's saying, Commanders have a 21-17 lead. And you're like, who? So there's still that. But that name's done. It's done. It sucks. It's done. What they can control, what they can do as it relates to this, I think they got it right. And it made me feel a little bit more passionate this morning looking at them. I just wish they could wear them for every single game this season. Let's go to Owen. Owen's been on hold for a while. Owen, thanks. Owen's calling from Dallas. Owen, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, good morning. Don't know what that last guy's problem was. I love the uniforms. Definitely is a great...
Well, he wants everything back. He's not going to be happy. I know a lot of people this way.
Yeah.
Many friends of mine. It's just never going to feel the same to them until the old name comes back. And I feel that way, too, to a certain degree. But that old name's not coming back.
Yeah, of course. And I want it back too, but I've kind of accepted defeat on this and it is whatever. But speaking upon the uniforms, I love them. I think the ownership got it down to every correct detail. They got the stripes right. They got the correct shade of burgundy. Finally, we have a smart enough ownership group that can get the right color of burgundy. And I think what's really smart in what they did is they kept Commanders completely off this uniform. They kept it as Washington branding, right. Which I think was really smart. One thing, I don't love the matte helmets. I wish they were glossy, then that they would be true. Traditional, but that's okay. Another thing is, I know it's tradition that we wore these uniforms during home games, but what I don't love about this now is we're going to have to wear those Cranberry, Stanford, Louisville jerseys more than, the burgundy ones, which,
That depends on what they decide to wear at home for their other four home games and what the home team for their road games decides to wear. I mean, if the road team's wearing white, the Washington will have to wear dark jerseys. It won't be the Cranberry and white.
Yeah. Anyways, I do love the uniforms. I think they got it right, and we're kind of away from the Rivera and Jason Wright regime of just complete blunders.
Yeah, as long as this is the first step towards something more permanent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyways, that's my call.
Thanks, really appreciate it, Owen. Let's go to our guy Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
How are you, Joe?
First of all, let me just say this is a nice early birthday gift for me with my birthday being Friday that we're bringing back these uniforms. I really appreciate that, and that's awesome to see that. This ownership has once again got it right.
They knew it was your birthday on Friday. They were talking about it holding off until Friday, but they needed to get it out on a Wednesday, midweek. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I do have 3 points to make. I mean, and one of them is and two are questions, and the third is the last point. I'll leave you, and I'll hang up afterwards. With the three home games, and I know they're just talking about maybe there's a possibly a fourth one. why not have that possibly with the uniform for the homecoming game, which they haven't announced yet? I mean, look what they did last year when they had the Daryl Green jersey retirement. That was a big turnout. You have the uniforms for a homecoming game. That would be interesting to see. I mean, you have very limited with your home games.
I don't know when the homecoming game is. How do you know that one of those three games isn't the homecoming game? I hate, by the way, calling it the homecoming game. Isn't it called the alumni weekend game or something?
It's usually alumni weekend.
Calling it the homecoming game. Was it Deshaun Foster, the Carolina running back, and he just completely eviscerated.
D'Angelo Williams.
D'Angelo Williams, thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So my second point is, I remember last year when Dan Quinn was doing his press conference in training camp, he had like a Commander's shirt with the W and the feather on there.
Right.
Why not put the feather attached to the W logo on the helmet? That could start a little trend too. I mean, that'd be kind of cool to see. Third and final point. Once again, this ownership gets it. They didn't leak out information. They surprised the fans by building.
Well, they did leak out something last week, and I mean, we got the W on the helmet, which was an indication that this was going to be a part of the alt. But didn't they? A lot of you are tweeting, and I'm trying to keep up with all of it. But a lot of you are like, you're upset because there was the Jaden Arrow feather helmet pick that was out there. That went viral.
Maybe that's the spear. The fourth uniform they will use in the future. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? But anyway, so those are
all right. Cool. Thanks, Joe. Happy birthday early, brother. Appreciate it. Let's go to John. John, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. John.
What's
Oklahoma.
Up, John? Yep, John in Oklahoma. What's going on, man?
Hey. All right, man. How you doing? Hey, Kevin, I wish I was about half as enthused as you are, buddy, but I can't say that I'm even that enthused at all, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That color they've got that's wearing looks like my great grandmother's robe, and that mustard, I don't even know what to tell you about that.
What are you talking about? This is the championship uniform minus the helmet.
I'm talking about the rest of the season. We got to wear that other color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, come on. That looks like my great grandmother's robe.
So, what if these become permanent in 2026? Will you feel any different?
Okay. But still, I'm not buying none of it, Kevin. I'd be honest with you. I'm a 55-year-old fan. 55 years I've been a fan. I'm turned 63 the other day. But anyway, listen, you know, I'm like Johnny in D.C., man. You know, that's just a small, almost like a Snyder move, man. I mean, a little bit here, but.
Oh,
I mean,
come on, man. Snyder wouldn't have gotten it right. He wouldn't have gotten it right.
Well, man, listen, three games? What is three dead-gum games, Kevin?
That's what you're allowed. We think you're allowed
three,
four.
If Eddie gave us, Kevin, listen, if Eddie gave us his colors the whole season, our colors give us the whole season.
Because you can't do it that quickly. There are league rules around changing your uniform. This is, I think, the first step to something more permanent.
Okay, then I didn't know that part, Kevin. I'm saying timing. I'm still thinking timing, but I would like to see him the whole year if I could. Okay. I got
me too.
It, but still,
me too. But I think they're doing what they are allowed to do. Although we're still a little bit in a gray area on the fourth alt game opportunity. Maybe they're just saving it for another moment. But that was not a press release that they put out. What else, John?
I didn't know about that because, man, you know, I've been so long. I'm just not going to buy that stuff. But anyway, Kevin, hey, I love the show, brother. I love you to death. Never been more in touch with this team until I got this radio station. You know what I'm saying? Been in Oklahoma, you hear Dallas out here. You know, I'm 200 miles north. But anyway, you know, I'm a Redskin fan. I live out here with all Native Americans. And, you know, I told you before, they just feel like they're getting something out of history. You're not going to please every Native Americans like they say, 8 out of 10. Well, you know, what about the 8 Native Americans? You just say, heck, with the other 10? Two, you know? I mean, come on, man.
The other hand.
It's what it is, no, Kevin. It's what it is.
You know how I feel.
Brother, I live out here. I know.
Cooley went to 25 reservations with the team, and he did
you,
not one was there any pushback. They all wanted the name to stay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man.
But this is where we are.
Exactly.
This is where we are, John. The summer, summer 2020 and FedEx and Fred Smith and Snyder behaving like the terrible person he was, it cost us that. I just know that,
man,
this is what they can do this year. They couldn't go to this uniform as a permanent uniform this year. Maybe next year.
Kevin, I got one more thing to say. I think in time, once we get this property nailed down and we can break ground and they can't suck it out from underneath us, I see, you know, progression. Definitely with the emblem. Maybe not Redskins, I can see skins. I can't, because skins don't affect anybody, man. You can relate to that with anybody's skin color. But the logo, you know, it's not offensive. We all know that. Like you said this
we
morning,
know that.
10 times, it's not offending nobody. So
we know
I'm
that.
Thinking in time. I'm thinking in time, you know.
No, I think the logo. I think the logo could be a part of something, you know, down the road.
Do.
Maybe even
I
next
really
year.
Do. I really
John,
do. I really do.
Yeah, John, always good to hear your voice, man. Thanks
hey,
for
too,
calling.
Man. Hey,
appreciate
I'm listening,
it.
I'm listening, Kev.
Yep. Let's go to our guy, Kev. Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Kev. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What do you think?
Man, I'm thrilled.
You texted me. I didn't read it. What do you think?
Well, I love it. And I know Rick Doc Walker, you know, didn't Rick coin the term championship uniforms? I think he may have, but or certainly he's always.
Yeah, I think CJ, CJ and Doc, basically. I don't know which one said it first, but, you know, whenever we had uniform talk, it was these are the championship uniforms, not the gold pants, which is true, as you know.
Yes. Yeah. So it's fabulous. They knocked it out of the park. I'm very excited. If they go in 26 to this or something very close to this is more permanent, great. I have just two other points I want to make, and one was in the text. Actually, and the only reason I know this, Kevin, is because it was Sonny's first game in Washington against his former team, the Eagles, back in 64. But we wore white jerseys that day. So
oh, really?
It
at home?
Before, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I said that it may have happened before. You know me. George Allen's 71 season is the first that I legitimately remember.
Sure. Sure. I'm just trying to be the historian for the show.
Yeah,
whenever
yeah, yeah.
I can step in. The other thing is this, and I think I may have asked you about this in a text previously, and this isn't the fight for today. And like the last caller said, you know, we have to play the long game, us old timers who would like to, at a minimum, get the logo back. And I think the logo should come back. And what I've never heard is the following. Why can we not return to the original name of the franchise? We were the Boston Braves. The only reason George Preston Marshall switched the name from Braves to Redskins was at the time he owned both the Red Sox and he wanted for you know the alliteration of having the Red Sox and the Redskins both playing in Fenway. Anyway, but going back to Braves, there's nothing offensive about Braves. Warriors, you can see people say, oh, why praise warmongers? You know, we live in Washington. We're political. There is nothing wrong with Braves. It was the original name. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to reclaim that name and that patent, what have you. And I'm hopeful that, you know, after, as this guy just said, they break ground and the stadium's being built, it can't be, you know, fought any longer that they consider, because that logo means so much. The whole brand attachment issue you were talking about, it's really, to me, it's more the logo and the feel and all of that as much as that name. Okay? That's just what I think. We'll have to see. I don't hate Commanders. As I've said to others today, this is the Skins. This is the Washington football team. This is Commanders. We're all of those things. The team has been all of those things in my lifetime and in my kids' lifetimes. So, and they love the team too. That's what I think.
Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. Good call. Everybody on hold, and you, I want to give all of you a chance to weigh in. So we will stick with this for at least another segment. So if you're on hold, Eric, Billy, Van, Sabah's on hold. All right. Just saw that. I can guess what she's going to say, but we'll let her say it for herself. 301-230-0980. They unveiled the alt uniform for the 2025 season. It is a throwback to their Super Bowl championship uniforms. It looks exactly like the 82, 87, 91. I'm sure there were subtle differences with all of them, but looks like the team that we spent our whole lives rooting for, minus the helmet, which does have the current logo, the W, on it. What do you think? 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. You can also stream us on our Team 980 YouTube page. When you get there, hit the subscribe button and hit the like button as well. So we got the new alt uniform for 2025, and there is certainly a ton of reaction to it. If you haven't seen it, I retweeted it. We retweeted the video. Everything's on the Team 980 Twitter page as well. It is a throwback to the Super Bowl era championship uniforms. True burgundy, white tops, burgundy pants. It is a great look. I'm not going to lie to you. As dispassionate at times as I've been about this team over the last 7-8 years, for a lot of reasons, primarily over the last 5 years, although certainly excited watching the team last year, this, you know, raised the passion level when I saw it. The idea that, you know, when you turn on the game on Sundays or Sunday nights, or this year, Thursday nights, Monday nights, and a lot of different, you know, high-profile spots. And at least three times this year, you're going to feel like you're watching the old team. I love that. And I think it's step one to something that will become more permanent. They couldn't make them permanent for this year. There are rules around, you know, changing uniforms. But I certainly think that this could be, and it was told to me 9 months ago, this could be the first step towards the changing of the uniform and having it look like it used to look, and that becoming more permanent. I think they nailed it as far as this goes. I think it's an indication of this organization at its top levels being competent, being empathetic, connecting with, because they are part of it, truly part of it, the fan base. Yeah, there are things that, you know, we're never going to be able to get. The Redskins. There are things like wanted a name change regardless. For me, back to Washington football team if it couldn't be the Redskins. But with respect to this, I think they got it right. Now, there seems to be a bit of a, you know, an area of question, which is the NFL put out a press release in April saying that teams were allowed to wear alt uniforms, throwback uniforms, up to 4 times per season. Washington announced 3 games with these uniforms. November 2nd, Sunday Night Football against Seattle. November 30th, Sunday Night Football against Denver. And Christmas Day against the Cowboys. By the way, a couple of you have tweeted me saying, why not wear them for road games? You can't wear your, you can't pick the uniform for road games. The home team gets to pick the uniform, and then the road team has to adapt to that. If the home team's wearing white, you got to wear dark if you're the visiting team. I guess those color rush games aside, but they're going to wear them 3 times. I don't know why not 4. Maybe they're going to wear the black alts in another game, and maybe that announcement is coming at some point. Maybe they're saving it for a 4th game, TBD, but that was not said in the press release. If they had the opportunity to wear these 4 times at home, remember they've got 7 home games this year. I'm sorry, 8 home games, 9 road games. Of course, one of their road games is in Madrid, neutral site. But they've got 8 home games, the NFC does this year. So in 3 of them, they're going to wear these uniforms. Could they have worn them in a 4th? If true, and they didn't do it, I want to know why they chose not to do it. But as far as the look, I think they got it right. Phone lines are still open, but they're all packed here. So let's get to those of you who have been on hold for a while. Let's go to Van in North Carolina. Van, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. First time caller from North Carolina.
Hi. How are you, Van?
Great, buddy. Listen, I'm 65 years old. And I saw the ad this morning concerning the uniform, and I tell you, the first thing I said, there's my team. There is my team. The only change that I would make, though, concerning it concerns the helmet, is everybody's talking about the logo. You remember the old 70 helmet, the yellow special helmet?
With the R.
Why couldn't they, that's right, why couldn't they have encircled the W and have the feather hanging off that?
I wasn't involved in the design meetings. I'm sure that there was conversation about including Native American, or at least perceived Native American imagery. And for whatever reason, that's not a part of this. Look, part of it is that the W is their current logo. And at this point, they don't feel comfortable going back to the old logo. But I think they will use the old logo at some point. I'm not saying on the helmet for sure, but I think that it will be used at some point down the road, maybe when this uniform becomes permanent. We'll see. I would have been fine with that. Now, you're not suggesting the R, because the R would have been for Redskins.
Just the W. I want you to know up there in Washington that it's still Washington territory down here in North Carolina.
Always was. Thanks, Van. Appreciate it. Let's go to Eric. Is Eric there or not? Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, sorry about that. I somehow hit the mute button. But hey, now I'm in a segment with Billy and Dr. Sabah, so I'll take it.
Everyone... I mean, that's some interesting company.
It's interesting company, but they're household names. A lot of people are age dropping, and so I'll kind of throw out, I'm 44 years old, and I couldn't be more happy to see these uniforms coming back. I've often said that I think that the burgundy and gold is up there with the iconic colors as much as the Yankee stripes or the Lakers purple and gold. The Nats, Caps, and Wizards, they're red, white, and blue, and how many other teams are red, white, and blue everywhere else? The burgundy and gold is iconic. And so to see that come back really kind of brings back a lot of those feelings. I love that, in July that we're getting to talk about this. I mean, the phone lines and the segments are saying, this is a great thing to talk about during a sports drought, but, this is a lot of fun. And for anyone who wants, the name or the logo and things like that to come back, look, I miss it too, but it's a group called Not Your Mascots. If anyone wants to know who the group is that's really pounding the drum the loudest against using either the logo, the mascot, anything like that, they're the ones who have been instrumental in trying to make that change here locally.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I definitely had the feeling when I saw it, I'm like, they got it right. Thank God. Part of it was too, and I didn't really elaborate on this in the first hour of the show when I talked about this before we started on calls, is that I knew it was going to look something like the past, and I'll be totally forthright now. I was shown a picture of just a part of it a while back, all right? I can't disclose how I saw the picture, but it wasn't the whole thing. And I was like, well, at least you got the colors right. You got the colors right. Now I just want to see the rest of it. But I had to wait until this morning, like all of you, to see the rest of it. And I was just hoping that it would be the uniform, their uniform, And I... In the same moment that I saw it and said, all right, they got it right. Thank God. The whole thing came together. And I also just thought, as much as I still believe that they should have done something with the name rather than not doing something about the name, I personally think that they're wrong on that. But I don't have all the information they have, other than I know Redskins was never a possibility. If Redskins was a possibility, I think we'd be the Redskins right now. But it was never a possibility. But it just, like, to me, and I said this in the first hour, for how many years did I say, God, it's so frustrating to deal with anybody out there. Nobody out there understands the history of this franchise. Dan didn't. Dan was not a fan like many of you and like I was. He went to a few games, had a belt buckle and had some socks, but he couldn't have named, half the players from the 80s, in a single, setting. He couldn't do it. He wasn't that kind of a fan. And Bruce was. Now, Bruce understood when he was here. He's the one that understood. But man, that was not the most functional of human beings in the position he was, at least here in Washington. But just how many times did I say over the last 15, 16, 17, 18 years, there's just nobody that seems to get this organization and understand the past and understand the history. And I feel like for the first time, there's like this, you know, there's this knowledge, this institutional knowledge of, you know, of the team. And that's because Josh and Mark and Mitch Rales and Mitch's brother, Stephen Rales, they lived it in the same way so many of us did. I really feel deep down, if they could have gone back to Redskins, they would have done it. And they would have put up with all of the people that would have pushed back, because it would have been very controversial, even though it would have been a home run from a revenue, merchandising, etc. standpoint. But they couldn't. They couldn't. I still think they should have gone away from Commanders, even after the successful season that they had. I think it would have been more beneficial to do something rather than not do something. But they have more information. And I understood how it was never going to be an easy decision in terms of what you came up with as the new thing. But this is what they've decided to pursue in the moment. And I think they nailed this. I think they really got this right. And there's no way the group that was here from 2020 to 2024 before they got here would have gotten this right. Dan wouldn't have gotten this right. Let's go. Let's get Sabah on. Let's get Sabah on. Doctor, go ahead. I'm assuming that this just isn't anywhere near enough for you.
Listen, Kevin, thank you for taking my call. I'm just upset with you because you need to just say, I wish the name would come back, and leave it alone. Don't conclude. Stop concluding because you're making the ownership get away with it.
No, I'm not. Don't know if it's not. The ownership isn't paying attention to me. The league isn't paying attention to me. And by the way, it's not the ownership that would be able to make the call on this. This would have to be a league call. Okay, they're one of 32. They have rules on this stuff.
It's a private company.
No, they're not a private company. The NFL's a private company. Each organization is a member of this private company, and they have rules. Okay. They have bylaws.
Yeah. Well, hold on. All right, well, wait. I got a thing for you. I think that, and I sent you this video, Josh Harris, he was asked yesterday, are you going to change name back to Redskins?
Yeah, I saw that.
No, he turned and smiled.
It's a laughable question to him now.
Listen.
You send me these things from these sites and these videos, and you think they're credible. Yes, that's a real video, but your interpretation of his non-answer is completely different from mine, even though you and I both want the same thing. It's just that you think it can still be had, and I don't.
You ready? This is what's going to happen. So this is the way it's going to happen. So they're going to bring their uniforms to graduate. It's not a big deal.
You don't have the best of track records on this is what's going to happen.
Here we go.
Taylor
Again,
Heineke.
It's better to fail than quit. We got to keep going. So RFK, they're holding that up for a reason. Okay. That Trump and the city council, they're going to make it, and this is what Josh Harris really wants. He wants his hand forced. They're going to say, we're going to give you the land. We're going to give you the date you want. You're going to be able to have your little women's soccer team there, whatever, you know, that Olympic thing or whatever it is, World Cup. But you've got to name the stadium Redskins Football Kingdom. And we're going to go to the kingdom and have games in the palace, whatever you want to call it.
I hope you're right,
Sabah. That's how the Redskins are going to make it come back. Don't give up, Kevin. Just stop saying it's never coming back. Just say you want the name and leave it at that.
No,
to be that Walter Cronkite.
I don't need you to coach me on how to do this, because here's what you have to do when you do this. You have to be honest with how you feel, and that's how I feel.
But you're not honest.
So I also understand that the impact that this has is not, with respect to this particular subject, is not what you think it is. But on the scenario that you just laid out, I pray that you're
Redskins,
right. God, I hope you're right, but I don't think you will be.
That's going to be awesome, because once that happens, guess what? Josh Harris will be like, oh, we love the natives. Yes, they want Redskins back. This has nothing to do with the natives. And the people blocking it aren't even Native Americans.
I understand that.
It's the virtue signaling. Listen,
I understand that.
For Brad's name back. He's putting Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's back on the stuff.
Yes.
He's reversing a bunch of this mess that happened because of weirdness.
It was
These
silly.
People deserve to be honored.
It was a lot of silliness. I am with you 100% on all of that.
So
I'm just telling you.
It's not coming back.
I'm just telling you.
Don't say that.
It's not coming back.
I wish it comes back and leave it alone. That's all.
Okay. I wish it comes back, but it's not.
Okay.
Thank you, Sabah. Appreciate it. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly to follow up on Sabah. What's up, Billy?
Kevin, always a tough challenge to follow Sabah. The uniforms look amazing. You and I are going to do some role-playing right now. I'm going to be Josh Harris. You're going to be Roger Goodell. Here's a phone call. Roger, hi, it's Josh. I'm the owner of the Commanders, as you may know. My fan base has suffered for 25 years with the worst ownership in the history of sports. We also have the dumbest name in the history of sports, and they changed our uniforms. We went to the NFC Championship last year. I have not sold out my season yet this year. I want you to know that my team, the Washington Commanders, will be wearing the new uniform for all 17 games this year, and you can find me if you want, because my fan base needs these new uniforms, and I need it to merchandise and sell more of my stuff. What are we going to say about that, Roger?
How do you really feel, Josh? Tell me how you really feel, Josh. And you didn't need to introduce yourself to me. We've met many times. But by the way, since we're role-playing, Josh, I'm going to make an exception. You get to wear them in all 17 games this year.
Thank you, Roger. What are we waiting for? Everybody's cranberry and mustard.
I don't know. There's a bunch of stupid league rules around this stuff, including the merchandise that's already been produced.
You saw Air? You saw the movie Air with the Jordan sneaker? Oh, they can't have that much black and red with the white. So what?
Right.
We don't care. Pay the fine. No,
you. By the way, you know what we need to see, Billy? We need to see what the burgundy tops. I mean, we know what they look like, and we know what they will look like based on this. But if they were to be available, like if Roger really said and took that call and said, fine, Wear your alts as permanent starting this year, then we would also get to see the dark uniform, the dark top uniform.
Would that be amazing? I just can't wait. They look fantastic. I'm pumped.
Right.
17
you
games.
Look,
thank you.
You look great, I'm sure, today, too. Thomas, Lou, Mark, Lapp, Andrew, anybody else on hold, stay there. We'll do this for one more segment. Mike Rizzo spoke this morning on the Junkies. You'll hear some of that coming up next hour as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com. I said at the beginning of the show, we could do 3 hours today. We could do 6 hours today on the uniforms. By the way, the timing of this is perfect for them, too. They were smart. This is such a slow, slow time of the year, and we're still 2 weeks away from camp getting officially underway with veterans there, 2 weeks from yesterday. This was this was the right thing to do in terms of the timing as well. And let me just, because several of you have asked me just to be more clear, what I said back in October was this was what was going to happen for 25, something resembling the old uniforms, and now we know that it's almost exactly, other than the helmet. A lot of people do not like the matted helmet. They would have preferred the glossy helmet. But beyond that, this was what they were going to do for 25, and that it would be step one on the way to something that would become more permanent in either 26 or 27, depending on the soonest that they could do that per the NFL rules. So I think what we're looking at here, we're still not clear as to why it's not for 4 games. Hold on for a second. Let me see if I have any. Yeah, I think there's a chance that the 4th game, Max, is going to be the black alts. I know that that's not going to make people thrilled, because you can wear these up to 4 times now. That's the new rule in the NFL. You can wear alt uniforms up to 4 times a year. It would not surprise me if the 4th alt opportunity is the black uniforms, but I'm not sure of that. But I would prefer it to be what we're looking at. But again, I think this is step one on the way to something more permanent. By next year, worst case, 27. All right, let's rip through these calls. Give me what your thoughts are. Try to sum them up quickly, because it's been a long time on hold for many of you, and I appreciate it. Mark in Largo. Mark, go ahead.
I hate it, Kevin, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I think, look, this team is trying to set their own identity. And I've been a Wizards fan for 47 years. They changed the name. I still love the team. Yes, I have not seen this team win 50 games since 1979. So I'm in a case where I can sit back and judge all these fair weather fans that are bringing politics into sports. If you don't like the politics of everything that's going on, blame what's going on with the media. I hold you guys responsible for this, Kevin. And I'm going to tell you why. I understand everybody hated Dan Snyder. And yeah. I get it. But a lot
not of everybody. Remember, Ivan loved him.
But they knew if you got him to change the name, it would be a fast track for him to sell the team. And the bottom line is this. I love this team.
What did you say? If we got him to change the name, who got him to change the name? We didn't want the name changed.
I think there were people in the media that felt if the name change went down, that would eradicate the fan base. And it did. A lot of people felt that way. But let me say this. I could go either way. I love cheering for this team.
Yep.
I'm glad they're winning. I don't give a damn about what they wear. They could wear me or you. I don't care.
Well, that's you.
I'm in a generation. I'm sick and tired of Generation X and the baby boomers and the silent generation sitting up here putting it all on the millennials and the Gen Z saying, I don't trust this team because I don't like the colors and the name change. I get it. But don't bring politics into sports. That's what makes sports so beautiful. Leave the politics out.
Per usual, I'm getting bits and pieces here of your thought process. But the bottom line is, I do agree with you. Politics in sports has no place, even though we see it seep into our sports and have, by the way, for our entire lifetimes. With respect to, you know, the uniforms, the name change, eradicating the fan base, it happened. Yeah, it did. And as far as the way you feel, you're entitled to feel the way you feel. You've been a lifelong fan. And I'm entitled to feel the way I feel. And others are entitled to feel the way they feel. Without the lecturing.
Okay, all right, yeah. Kevin, you're right. I shouldn't be lecturing. Because you're in the baby boom generation. I'm in Gen X. I get it. I'm sorry for lecturing everybody. I just want this team to win.
Me too.
I think this team
I want this team to win, and I want them to win looking like the old team. I want him to look like the old team. All right, Mark, thanks. I got to go. I'm up against a hard out, and I'm not going to have a chance to get to everybody else. Andrew, Samaj, Jason, Thomas, Lapp, Joe, everybody on hold. We can do this again tomorrow, or maybe we should do it a little bit more today. This is what you guys want to talk about. Stay on hold. We'll do this. I'll save some of the other stuff we were going to do for tomorrow. Andrew, Samaj, Jason, Thomas, Lapp, everybody on hold. Stay there. Your thoughts on the uniforms. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.